Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atula Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And Lopez just said as we were coming back, he's not wrong. We might get a championship tonight.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup Final, Game 6 is tonight. And it is, again, in Sunrise, Florida, where the Panthers might be able to hoist the cup in back-to-back years and, in this instance, do it on home ice, in their home barn, as they like to say.
Lopez, you still going for the Oilers?
Yeah.
And that's how I know it's going to happen for us. You know, some of us in this
Lopez
room
got that Canada flag in the back pocket.
Some of us in this room understand hockey
Canada.
Enough to know
some of us are Americans.
That America
I'm
wins
all about
at
America.
Hockey.
I'm about the underdog.
America wins at hockey.
I'm all about America.
It's been 30-some years that Americans have won. Yeah. I mean, look, not even just Americans. Florida out here winning the hockey, brother.
Yeah. Like, Florida men.
That's how bad it is for Canada, man. We like, hey, man, not only will it be America, it's not going to be Boston taking that Stanley Cup. Florida.
Yeah.
That's right. They're going to take it, win some hockey, and then go play some golf at the same damn time.
Same day.
Same day. But yeah, I'm excited to see that. But we were talking a little bit earlier with B. Scott about the possibility of Kevin Durant, and it seems like all three of us are largely in a place where we like the potential of adding him. I understand that some people are not in that space. They view him as either too old. We didn't speak enough to like the idea, the concerns of the contract that people have, because he'd be an expiring contract. So it's either you're trading for a rental or you'd extend him in a place where you're probably spending some like 50, 55, maybe a little bit more even a year for the next few seasons. And I know that that makes some people squeamish. I understand those portions of it. But I kind of want to zoom out a little bit to the 30,000 foot view real quick. On what, like the interpersonal dynamics with the Rockets, and to be fair, right, understanding that when we talk about the Rockets, they are pretty synergistic in the way that they operate. They seem to be a one band, one sound type of operation for the most part. However, there seems to, and I think I came to this reading Michael Scotto and his reporting from Hoops Hype, that it seems like this is one of those instances where Ime Udoka, like, obviously has a relationship with Kevin Durant and really appreciates and enjoys his work. And maybe, just maybe, a little bit of the hesitation might be coming more from the side of Rafael Stone. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, create a full dichotomy there, but, you know, kind of establish that. It's also worth noting in a similar context, the James Harden thing seemed to maybe fall around along somewhat similar lines, at least where, you know, when we're talking about, is James Harden going to return to the Rockets? There's possibly a way of viewing this that where one side is more interested than the other in the possibility of this this opportunity to reunite.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking, again, they seem to operate in a space where they align, but who wins out when they don't? Because typically you would think, all right, the front office, like the general manager, is technically the boss of the head coach. But we've seen a number of instances where the head coach has so much power and clout in their role that they might be the, you know, biggest voice in the operation. And I tend to believe that Ime is in that space. Like, we were talking about the identity of the team following behind Ime. He is the face of this thing. Who do you think wins out in an instance where there's a level of disagreement and what to do for the org?
Well, and you do, I know you do, but just in a general sense, you do have to realize as the most aligned front office in on any team never agrees on everything.
Agreed.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
So there is going to be that. There probably already has been that. And the reason I say that is I think when you bring in a guy that has transformed the team so quickly, just your results on the court make you more powerful. I think the same thing is working. And the Texans are incredibly well, you know, I mean, they can't compliment each other enough, D'Amico and Nick Caserio, about how well they work together. And we'll get to that. But with the Rockets, like, it wasn't very long ago that they wanted to get rid of everybody in the Rockets front office, you know, because it was so bad. So I don't think it's really even that close, even though they have a good dynamic. They probably bounce everything off. But Rafael Stone, people wanted his ass out. I mean, not 2 years ago, right? So Ime kind of rescued him, and they get along great. And I'm not saying they don't.
Agreed.
You know, what I'm saying is almost by default, Ime is going to ultimately have the say.
Does that offer us any level of insight into the way this is? And maybe does that even color the way this has happened? We're getting more and more reporting that, like, obviously there's been conversations between the Suns and the Rockets. And, I mean, early on, you can maybe take some of Rafael Stone's early statements as maybe indicators that the Rockets as an organization were less likely to make
I don't even
some
think
of
maybe.
These deals.
It's got to be a very high bar, more inclined to build. I mean, those are things that he said.
And now you've seen that maybe, I don't want to say it transformed because, again, he left open those spaces. So I'm trying to not mischaracterize what Rafael Stone has said. But it does get to a place where it feels like we are significantly closer to the possibility of the Rockets making a deal for, again, a player that it seems like there's a relationship that Ime has, and that I think it's fair to assume that Ime would want that level of deal. Mm-hmm. Seems like they move closer that way. Like, does that give you a level of confidence that ultimately will help get this done, in that Ime seems to be the stir the straw that stirs the drink for the Rockets?
Yeah, it does. And I think the reporting has been as much as well. The Rockets, you know, favorite or second favorite, depending on who you listen to, in the Durant stakes. And that's not the other part of it. It's not like all of a sudden there's going to be strife.
No,
I don't think it's just so. Like, I feel very strongly this way. Well, I don't. Let's talk it out. I think ultimately Ime gets his wish. That doesn't mean they're going to get Durant, but I think he's going to get his wish. They're going to make a run at him.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like the way that the cost has gone, the idea that the Suns have been at a place where they said that they have not, or there's been reported, I think it was Winhurst saying that they're not excited about the offers they've been getting. I think all of that does point to the idea of maybe, again, and that you would have to find that happy medium or that you know, synergy again with the organization, where even if Rafael Stone, again, and this is a hypothetical, but even if Rafael Stone isn't as excited about the possibility of the addition, the cost being such that it makes it comfortable. Because, again, it feels like what the Suns are going to get out of this potential deal is you get an opportunity to not have that money on your back and maybe have an opportunity to maneuver, especially a team that in that second apron and yada, 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 the, you know, contractual obligations. You're not going to eat off of all of the things you're getting back between draft picks and players. You're eating off of now you have an opportunity to maneuver and try and get yourself out of the hell that you put yourself into. But I think that now I kind of want to take that to the Texans side of things because, again, a similar kind of dynamic. And even in that same place, D'Amico Ryans really is the identity of what this team has become in a way that really makes more sense in football. It happens more often. But he, even more so than I think the average, is the guy. Like, that's, we talked a lot about Swarm. What was that, yesterday, the day before? And it's because that is the way that D'Amico wants them to play, and it lands all the way up and down the organization. Like, if there was an instance where Nick and D'Amico, and they already have, like, a level of resolution practice in order to get themselves to a place where there's an answer that they can both be happy with, you think that it's the same answer that the coach wins out in a potential disagreement?
I think
at a time?
I actually think it's different. I think it's not that it's not the same answer ultimately, but I think it's a different dynamic. I think D'Amico is so plugged in on the defensive side, so plugged in terms of culture and leading the entire team, but got burned. He got burned on the offensive side of the ball. I think he trusted Bobby Slowick too much. And I think ever since that happened and D'Amico had to fire Bobby Slowick, I think it's almost as if, like, an offense-defense thing gets the ultimate call. If it's an offensive decision, if it's an offensive player, that's Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio ultimately gets the call. How do we know that? Popovich. Cole Popovich. John Carroll guy and a New England guy. Just go down the list. Nick Cayley, you know, New England guy. Some of the players that they're bringing in, Trent Brown, New England guy. Andrews, a New England guy. We're seeing that if it's an offensive thing, Nick Caserio ultimately gets final say. I mean, it's as plain as day. But if it's defense, that's a different story. Or if it's a team at large thing, I think D'Amico Ryans gets the final say.
I find that to be intriguing because, I mean, look, mm-hmm. I could see the line of thought that you lay out here in the ways in which there is so much connective tissue to reasonably what you look at for Nick Caserio offensively, whereas defensively, I don't know that that's in the same place. And it probably just comes down to the D'Amico Ryans guys or the folks that help him execute what he does. Mm-hmm. Do you then think that that means that the stakes of this year are not only on Nick Cayley to some degree as, you know, obviously first year offensive coordinator, C.J. Stroud as he's coming off of a lackluster second year, and, you know, I guess the litigation of his early legacy or what had those two words together, by the way. I'm sorry. I feel bad about saying them.
Litigation?
It's kind of not litigation, early legacy.
Oh.
Because there's no such thing, right? Your legacy is something that is determined well after you're done. But however, we're sports talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the ways that people discuss this. But, you know, he has those stakes. Do you think that also there's a number, a modicum of stakes? That's the bad word to use there, too. But like, do you think there's a level of stakes on Nick Caserio with this offense this year?
Yes, absolutely. Because this offense has been crafted as a New England-style offense, my opinion, but it seems pretty obvious, with a ton, and when I say a ton, I mean a lot of guys with Patriots and Patriots and John Carroll connections. In fact, I'm looking at a list I have right now. I just had this in the back pocket in my notes for a long time. Guess how many guys went to John Carroll that are either on the coaching staff or on the and again, I'm not saying they're inept. I'm saying there's a connection there.
Sure.
There's a connection there.
Are we counting
scouting Caserio and offense?
Oh, scouting as well. Oh, yeah. Gosh. I'm going to guess Four, five.
I'm going to say seven.
Six, including that I found. There may be more. Six, including Caserio. Director of Pro Scouting, John Carroll. Nick Cayley, John Carroll. Shane Vereen, John Carroll. Frank Ross, John Carroll. Jerry Shaplinski, Senior Offensive Assistant.
Right. How did I forget Shaplinski?
John Carroll. Patriots, at least nine. So if it comes to scouting and offense,
sound like they know about football,
because that's a football school,
that's
baby.
That's a football school.
Football. Again, I'm not saying they're not qualified or good enough or going to be great in their job. All I'm saying is let's connect the dots here. It's not a coincidence.
Okay, and yeah. I mean, obviously, the biggest one where he has a level of stakes is the offense line. Like, were you able to fix mm-hmm. this thing that was clearly a problem?
Yeah.
Are there? What are the potential negatives on the downside of this? Because we're all obviously all operating from mm-hmm. a place of hope at this point and trying to see what is put together. But what is the downside if it does not come together?
With offensively?
Offensively, but really, I mean, if we're also acknowledging that, hey, man, there's a lot of input that is
a lot of
Nick
Patriots
here.
A lot of John Carroll.
What happens if this does not come together in the way that it's supposed to?
Well, I think we're going to have that discussion again that frankly, Cal McNair had to rebut in a press conference. We are not Patriot South. You know, we're going to have that discussion. Are you? Are you not? Are you sure? Are you sure you're not?
Either that or you might, I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. You might have Cal maybe step in like, all right, let me mm-hmm. look at these candidates and maybe I'll mm-hmm. get my opinion on them.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like he letting them do whatever they want for the most part.
Yeah.
But if it goes bad this year or maybe next year, something like that,
mm-hmm.
I can see him saying, all right, let me look at these coordinators now with you.
Yeah, because, again, it feels like there's so much goodwill for Caserio in particular mm-hmm. with the way that this team has gone. Where I don't want to say that, like, all right, now your job is on the line. However, again, we worked our way into a place where it's like, yo, he has, I mean, as the general manager, you do, and vice president yeah. as well. You have a lot of power, what have you, but there's a lot and riding on whether this offense get themselves together. And, of mm-hmm. course, there's been a lot of positive a lot of positive, you know, signs or at least statements. And of course, it's the time of year where people say positive things all the way around. But mm-hmm. We're talking about Christian Kirk talking about CJ Stroud. We were talking about CJ Stroud. We were talking about, you know, Nico Collins talking about CJ, talking about Nick Cayley. We were talking about all these various different things. In fact, Jonathan Alexander in the Houston Chronicle had today talking to Titus Howard in the way that this offensive line is going to be nasty, which is a description that I don't think that we could have used for this offensive line, at least not last year. And I don't know how far back you'd like to go back to where you could maybe talk about this offensive line as nasty. We'll see if that actually is an accurate description. But there's some stakes here, man.
There are some high stakes here. And I want to make very, very clear, this might be the path to the Super Bowl. You know, Nick Caserio might just be putting together everything he needs to do on the offensive side and in scouting and in personnel to win a Super Bowl for the city of Houston. But what it does is when you put this much of this team into the Patriots way and the John Carroll way and all that other stuff, there is the risk of if it doesn't work, what you're talking about. But it might be great. It might be just he's familiar with these guys. They're confident in him. He's confident in them. That there have been, and oh, by the way, there have been very few, if any, indications that this doesn't work. The Texans are on an upward trek.
Yeah,
you know?
They are. So, well, yeah, really excited to see that. I don't know, just an interesting thought that I had about, like, I mean, these instances where, you know, these executives and head coaches, especially of a certain stature, how do they match up? And how do they come together, especially in an instance where feels like a big decision is there to be made and both sides have an opportunity to have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And I think the more pressing one is the possibility of the Rockets rather acquiring Kevin Durant. It feels like we're mere days away from the possibility of getting a resolution there. We're less than 10 days away from the NBA draft. In fact, and we might need to talk about
right after the finals.
Are you in a place where you feel like the Rockets are actually selecting at 10?
I don't see why not.
Because I've constantly been in a place where I thought about that as a pick that they're going to trade. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's probably possibly wrong here. We're probably going to have to start looking at who are the people that they might actually select at 10 in a pretty deep draft when it comes to the lottery. Mm-hmm. So we're getting close to having to look at that a little bit as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832. The line has been sassy. Coming up next, never sassy. Yeah. We turn it over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. Fig, what you got for us?
Yeah, so it's a country station in Nashville that's making some headlines. And it's kind of a funny thing that I kind of want to do around here.
Uh-oh.
Plus, 6 weird things that could get you flagged by the TSA.
Okay, yeah, you don't want that. So make sure you stick around. We need to know what we get, how to keep ourselves out of the TSA's crosshairs. We do it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Ficky Fig holding down on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday?
It is Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought it was Tuesday. Like a Wednesday or
I was about
Thursday
to say, almost said Wednesday. Almost yeah. said on a hump day.
If yeah. we all pretend like it's Wednesday, can we make it a Wednesday? Like, can we just trick everybody else into thinking?
That's how it works.
I mean, yeah. Has anybody ever tried, though? Well, you know?
That's a good point.
Hey, an effort.
Who made the rules? Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
Hell, it could be Friday today, and we won't come to work for the next couple days. We should do that one day.
All right, if enough people text in, I think we might give it a try. No call, no show.
Anywho, happy I almost said Wednesday again. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Let me get some James Brown to kind
of let's do it.
Get a little funky right here.
Hey,
there we go. So it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So it's a guy by the name of Travis Daly, who is on the air for 103.3 Country in Nashville.
Oh, so big time.
Yeah, so it's a country station in Nashville. That's a hell of a gig
country
right there.
Country station in Nashville.
Yeah, so apparently somebody called
cliche,
in.
Don't you think?
You said what?
Don't worry about it.
So apparently somebody called in and said they were trying to request a song from their competition station. So, which is the Big 98 with Wayne D, a guy by the name of Wayne D. So what do you think Travis Daly did?
Well, you got to play the song.
Play the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said the you know there was a request that they wouldn't give. Yeah. So like we'll get your request.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
But he did take the call, and this is how it happened right here.
Let's go to Hendersonville. What's happening, man?
Hello.
You all right? What's going on over there?
I'm sorry, you startled me for a second. You're a real person.
Yeah. Last time I checked, what does that mean? What do you mean I'm as opposed to what a fake person?
No, okay.
Spit it out, son. Take a breath. Spit it out.
Okay. Well, I don't want to. I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I've been listening to the other country station. I don't want to say who they are. I don't want to give them credit for nothing. I've been trying to call there and try to request a song. It's like I get a voicemail. Like nobody answers the phone over there.
All right. Hold on. For you, those of you listening at home, hold on. It's not that I don't believe this cat, but let's find out. And here's what I'll tell you. Life is about decisions. If what he says is true, all I can tell you is I'm going to be in here answering your calls. I live in Pleasant View. I'm here with you guys. So, hold on.
Nah, he called him.
Boy, this might be a bad idea on my first day, but we'll see.
First day?
It's Wayne D, and yes, I missed your call. I'm so sorry, but I appreciate you calling the studio. Do me a favor.
What do you know?
Leave me a message. Give me your name. Give me your number.
I ain't doing that.
Give me
I'll tell
what's
you
on your mind, what song you want to hear, or anything else you want to share with me. I would love to hear it.
Wayne D, it's Travis with my new friend Mike. We were calling to try and make a request on your show. Apparently, you don't care about us enough to pick up the phone, and you expect us to leave a voicemail and wait for you to call us back.
Wow.
He called the other station.
That's quite a heat check. That is quite a heat check.
I was hoping they answered the call right there.
I think he probably knew they don't answer because he went right to, oh, I'll tell you what I can do. He probably knew that they go straight to it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good, like, I know that that this is recorded and they're not doing their show live or whatever, and this is how I get at them, is set this up.
I kind of want to do that.
That was fun. I like that.
We should do that.
What you mean?
Yeah.
We should do that. Or you know what? I'm going to let y'all off the hook. I should do that.
You're going to do
it. I'm still not sure if that's a great idea, but.
Just imagine if I do something like this.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, John and Lance, how y'all doing today?
I was like, I thought that was a recording and you actually had done it. Like, that's what I thought was really happening in that
What's
moment.
What's up? What y'all got going on the show today?
Yo.
Hey.
They call somebody else. Let me see what they doing around this time. Hey, Matt Thomas, what's up? What's going on, man? It's Figgy Fig. What's up? What y'all got? What y'all talking about on the show today?
Oh, my goodness.
Good gravy.
I think people should do that more often, man.
Well, now you're going to get it. See, you're going to hurt yourself.
And see, I'm not even trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just keep the positive vibes around everybody.
Sure.
We ain't got to be mean and throw no mud. But yeah, man.
I'm not mad at anybody. Yeah,
should I call? Neither am I mad at anybody. I don't know if that works out the way that you're trying to set it up at.
That would be fun. I would just.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
hey, what's
I
up? What you doing? Hey, what you doing around this time?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all doing the segment right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call you back later. Have a good show, man.
I'll call you back later. Let's call Travis Daly. Let's request a country song.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We can call Travis Daly right now.
Sure. This country song I request is Take This Job and Shove It.
Yeah.
Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah.
All right, let me move on before I get in trouble.
That's right.
So six weird things that could get you flagged by the TSA. So apparently an airport security expert listed some weird things that could happen to you at the airport and get you flagged if you do some of these things. I'm going to go down the list. Okay. All right. And by the end of this list, I want somebody on the text line to actually do this to see if it works.
Oh, man.
What?
You're all about
you're
it
just
today.
Getting people. This is chaotic.
Hey, I just want to see if it works.
This is chaos.
Yeah, just, you know, mm-hmm. be the test dummy. So the first thing they said, being dressed for the wrong weather.
Oh, I see that.
So if you go in the airport and you got too many layers on in the summer. Then that could
going to Bermuda and you got three jackets on.
Yeah,
that's so, a flag. Yeah. I buy that one. Yeah,
yeah. So they felt like you could be hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Yawning a lot.
So oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So he said when people are stressed, they tend to want more oxygen.
Yeah, but they're also tired, and people on trips tend to do a lot of stuff.
Why don't you go to the airport and try it? Try it out.
That's a great way to make me mad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just tired. I'm yawning, and you got me. You pulled me out the line.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Stand over to the side.
Yeah, to do a random check?
Where are you going today?
Yeah.
Home.
Well, I was going to bed.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
I was going to the lounge.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is not making eye contact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could see that.
That
but it also could be very innocent, too. Like, you're just, you know, whatever, you're checking your bags, making sure you get everything done.
Especially in this day and age with all the social anxiety that people got out here.
Yeah, just,
but like, the thing is, if you're going through TSA and you got different security and stuff like that, if you're not making eye contact with them,
mm-hmm.
that's a bit of a red flag a little bit. Because you could easily, hey, how you doing, or something like that.
Yeah.
Not everybody is as suave as you, Fig. You know, some people got a little bit of anxiety. Like, old boy that called in the station was like, you're real?
So that could be an issue, too, because being extra chatty is also a red flag.
Oh, so if you talk too little and you talk too much?
Yeah, because if you talk...
What am I supposed to do?
If you being extra chatty with them... You could be trying to throw them off.
Yeah, hey man, in some other way.
I am trying to throw them off so I can get to my gate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
I've seen too many Liam Neeson movies, man. So they might trying to distract somebody. Mm-hmm. That way they can let somebody else in on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a whole shebang going on. What about this one? Using way too much cologne or perfume.
Well,
they say that's a giveaway of trying to mask the smell of drugs.
Also depends on who's going through. Certain people like to wear more
I don't like what you're doing right here. I'll just go ahead and stop that right now.
Who is those type of people?
Cut
that out right quick.
Yeah.
No, but I will say, I don't necessarily know about the idea of trying to hide the smell of drugs. What I will say is, this is one I actually agree with for no other reason than we about to be in a pressurized test tube together.
Yeah.
Don't cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to smell your cologne if it's good or not. Just cut it out.
Yeah. And the last one is, to me, this is law for me. Arguing or being aggressive.
Don't do it.
Like, what are we trying to be aggressive for, man?
What are you going to gain here? There's nothing to gain.
Yeah. That now do nothing but get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So let me know. Try it out. See if it works.
Mm-hmm. You just setting people up.
Yeah, y'all the ones talking about some. Oh, you can't look at somebody or you can't make eye contact.
Yeah,
try it out. Try it out. See where that gets you.
Man, I don't advise you to try it out. But if you do, make sure at the Figgy Fig on social media. Let them know. Record it first and foremost that it's happening, and then send it to Figgy.
Yeah, yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So Jeff Teague on his podcast, the 520
Club 520
Club 520. Yes, so he was talking about how he was playing for Tom Thibodeau, who was the head coach for the New York Knicks.
Yeah,
and
this was in Minnesota when they were together, right?
Yes, it was. I think it was at Minnesota or Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did Teague play in Chicago? I know he played in Minnesota. That's why I thought that.
Yeah, I can't remember. But he did play for Tibbs, and we kind of look at him as a hard ass coach,
yeah,
that a tough guy to play for. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Jeff T wanted to put that room in the rest. This is Jeff T talking about how it was playing for Tom Thibodeau.
Everybody think Tibbs is like this hard coach to play for. That he you gotta do it this way. He really don't say shit. He just be down. Down. That's all he say. But he don't be saying nothing. He don't be like T, go here, do this. He don't really be coaching you. He kind of just be like, damn. Damn it, man. Damn. That's all he say.
He be making the funniest faces.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's a game, bro. You can run. You can shoot anytime. You can run anything. What do you think, Jeff? What do you think? I'm like, I don't know. You see something out there? I'm like, get Jimmy the ball.
This actually tracks quite a bit because Tibbs does not seem like a coach that people dislike. Like you know about Brunson and Josh Hart, like the podcast that they had, the roommates podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They have Thibodeau, or at least had Tom Thibodeau on the podcast a whole bunch. Whether it was just like hitting him up on FaceTime while they were doing,
yeah.
He seemed like kind of one of the guys. Like they had such a nice relationship, mm-hmm. And he seems like a good coach. So I would understand him being like, I'm not going to overcoach you guys. You guys are pros. You guys are adults. I'll see what you guys see from being on the court because you guys are, you know, intelligent. You know what's happening.
Yeah.
The thing about him, though, is you overwork your guys. And we'll ask you to hear this, Lopez, from like your coaching perspective. Mm-hmm. Is there maybe too much leeway of just kind of letting guys do too much without a level of instruction?
No, I think that depends on the coach and how they prepare before. See, I think that's what he is. Like the prep before, like I bet you they have long shoot arounds and everything else is what it is. Once you're in the game, I think that's just his style, you know, like to be able to let them play and do what they want because he expects them to be prepared. And then the other thing you touch
on. Come on, man.
Just all the minutes and all
that. It's funny, whenever you look at him on the sideline, you can see it too.
You can totally
like
see
he's standing there with his arms crossed. Come on, man.
I just love the idea of T being like, I don't know.
What do you see out there?
You the coach. You tell me.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I just want to give a shout out to Kim Davis, who covers the Houston Texans. You can hear
covers everything.
Everything in Houston, pretty much.
Had some really good chats with her at Toyota Center covering the Rockets. So, she's everywhere.
I've known her for 30 years.
Yeah, and she's an Aggie.
She's an Aggie. Yep. We talk Aggie football and crying each other's beer all the time.
I like her Aggie.
Yeah, yeah. So she just released her book called Sports. My love language, it's complicated.
Yeah.
And it's on Amazon. I purchased the book. I just got the book, I want to say.
Book signing today?
Yes, yes. Are you going to show up?
I texted her. I've got the podcast today, so I'm not going to make it. But I told her I wanted to talk about it, so I'm glad you brought it up. It's a book signing and a Sloan Hall mixer at today at 2624 Westheimer Road. Kim Davis, I'm really glad, really great person, and you can RSVP Kim at KimmyDavis.com.
Kim Y Davis.
Yeah, well, I say Kimmy. Kim Y Davis.
I remember she said she hate when people say Kimmy.
I say Kimmy. Yeah, but KimYDavis.com. Kim at KimYDavis.com. Great person. I know it's going to be a good book. She's been in the business. She went to school when I did. She's basically my age, maybe a year or two younger. But
why you put her business out there?
Hey,
you know what
man,
they say.
I thought she was like my age.
You know what I mean? Like, you ain't had to do that.
Hey, I thought she was like 37. Dang, man.
I just said I've known her for 30 years.
She said she's the same age as me.
Might be older, too.
My point is, yeah, she was a senior when I was a freshman. No, I'm
just
kidding.
Class of 81.
I'm kidding. She's got great stories, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm super excited, but that does bring up a question. I am going to that, to the book signing. I don't know what the dress code
attire,
is.
Like you are right now, I'm sure.
You think so? Think I'll make it with some joggers and a t-shirt on?
It's a bookstore, man.
Yeah. You still look clean, though. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's the thing. Some people coming in looking dingy and all that stuff, you can't do that, but you look clean.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said Figgy's feeling that new diet today. Yeah, that new diet got him hungry, I'm guessing, because he was lashing out. He's like, yeah, go to TSA and push him in the chest and see what happens.
Push him in the chest.
That's basically what he was saying.
You know what? Let me call somebody else real quick. Let me see.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
Paul Gallant, what's up, man?
Oh, wow.
How you feeling, bro?
Miss you, man.
Hey, man. You coming back over here, man?
The worst part about this is that somehow this is going to get through the grapevine, through like telephone, and it's going to get back to one of them, and it's going to be like, oh, they was talking trash about you.
Yeah, of course.
When in all reality, that's not any of what was happening.
Of course.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Salute to everybody,
salute,
man. Everybody in the business, salute, man. We all one big happy family.
Mm-hmm.
Happy, sure. All right, that is Figgy's mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, send it to the man. He'll put you on air and shout you out. But yeah, appreciate you doing that. Always fun to get the mixtape. Another good one, brother. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. And also, this Rafael Devers thing. I do want to circle back to it because there's more information that makes it very interesting. We'll talk about that more next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday. It is indeed a Tuesday. Nobody backed me up on the idea. Let's just, if we could just call it a Friday and see if we can make that go.
It wasn't like a bad idea. Just hard to back you up.
I mean, it probably was a bad idea. I'm willing to acknowledge it. I just wanted to see if I could, garner enough of the folks who would go with me. Seems like no. That's fine. We'll work on a Tuesday and then come back on a Wednesday and keep doing it. But appreciation to all the folks part of the program, you on the text line and on the YouTube and the Twitch chat from all the different corners of the world that apparently y'all are listening to 610. We appreciate that. And, of course, thanks to B. Scott for jumping in with us. A few things that I wanted to note. First and foremost, we talked yesterday about that 10-1. Was that yesterday or 2 days ago, actually? No,
what's that?
It had to be yesterday because today is Tuesday. Again, today is Tuesday. I don't know why I keep trying to make
it
Wednesday.
What is up with you guys?
Trying to make this week go, baby. Trying to make this
it
week go.
It don't feel like a Tuesday,
it really
man.
Doesn't. I don't understand.
And it's really about to throw people off on Thursday.
Tuesday has a holiday. Feel. Tuesday's the only day of the week that doesn't have a feel.
I disagree. There's a Tuesday feel.
Nope.
All right. You said nope very quickly, so that means you're right.
What's a Tuesday feel?
There is none. Monday has a feel. Wednesday has a feel. Thursday has a feel. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but Tuesday has no feel.
Inherently, that would have to be a feel because that feel would just be the absence of the other feels, would it not?
No, exactly. It would be an absence of a feel.
All right. Anyways, I don't want to. This feels like a very slippery slope to get down. I did want to let you know 100 meter champion Noah Lyles has apparently canceled his showdown, his race with Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Remember, he had that 10-1-5 over the weekend.
apparently that has now been canceled due to personal reasons. Lyles told reporters that they were very deep into creating the event. In fact, it was supposed to happen this weekend, but unfortunately, quote, there were some things, complications, personal reasons that it just didn't come to pass, but we were full on. We were going to shut down New York Times Square and everything. It was going to be a lot of fun, close quote.
That's interesting. On two levels, yeah. Like, we're going to do it at Times Square.
You think he's scared?
No, I don't think it's that.
Now, it seemed like it was a lot of, I mean, I don't know if it was a lot of money involved or something involved where I don't think he'd do it because he's scared.
Like. Yeah, that's what it feels like. Because he was like all in. They were in, apparently, right?
I mean, that's what it sounds like if you are to believe Noah Lyles in that instance. But
yeah. It had to really be something personal.
Mm-hmm.
Or he personally got scared when he saw that 10-1-5 and he was like, hey, man, that man moving.
Oh, brother, that's where you're going? He does that in training.
I'm messing on you. I just found the timing to be interesting. You know, it happened this weekend. We talked about it Monday, Tuesday. Ain't no race. I just look.
Put two and two together. Still adds up to four.
Sometimes you get four. Just making
that. I will
say
it ain't going to stop that chatter. People going to feel like he backing out because he's scared.
And it wasn't just the 10-1-5. Remember, afterwards, Tyreek Hill had that no one could never sign, even though that is factually inaccurate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit, there's room for intimidation and competition, ain't it?
Yeah.
And maybe, do you feel that there was intimidation from Rafael Devers when he, with the circumstances that happened there? The Athletic put together some insight into the Rafael Devers trade through the perspective of anonymous executives around baseball. One AL evaluator calling it our Luka Doncic trade.
That's aggressive.
Very aggressive. Very aggressive. Like, aggressive. You couldn't even call it another Mookie Betts, because that feels like that's even closer to what we're talking about here than Luka Doncic is just entirely in a place that you cannot try and, I don't know, excuse it, right? Mm-hmm. They tried to, talking about some level of defense or what have you.
Yeah.
How did you view this trade, like, when it comes to magnitude? Like,
I didn't even really compare it to Luka. I think that's a standalone. I get it, and I get the Mookie even better. I mean, that's more apples to apples, right? But I just looked at it like, okay, they're throwing it in for the year. That's where I went. But there's no way the Red Sox can even try to sell that they're still going to try to win it at a high level when your best player, you just moved.
They could be still going to, they could still be buyers at the deadline, although this is an interesting...
But are they
going to
be better? There's no way.
It doesn't feel like it. And I think I've seen some evaluators say long-term, this is the right move. And we can talk a little bit about more here in a second. But, I mean, somebody, an AL evaluator said, is it possible to not like this for either side? Are you one of those people? Because some people are in the place of, the Giants overpaid, giving up a few pitchers and taking on the entirety of the salary, as you mentioned, that Rafael Devers has. But he is, we're talking about, 27 or what have you, as a big swinger. And, I mean, he was playing third base. But, I mean, if you're being honest, the defense probably isn't a place where you would want him as a DH. So people are viewing him like, are you taking on a really expensive DH at this point? Is there a side that you like this particular trade for?
That's an interesting question, because I hadn't really thought of it like that. I think the Giants you have to like, just because of, the offense that he brings, and where they are, where they play. We talked about that yesterday, where some of the metrics and such would indicate that he's going to just rake in San Francisco. So I think I would lean that way. But I get the point. They did give up a lot. They did give up an awful lot.
All right. So the move for Boston, and I mean, again, we're still looking at, okay, are they been taken out of some level of contention in the AL because of this? But I mean, this all started, and we trace this back. Like, obviously, bringing in Alex Bregman to a position that Rafael Devers previously had, and then the organization pretty much not budging on the idea that you're not a third baseman anymore. We're putting you at DH, despite your efforts to be a third baseman and your, willingness to be there, now having you move to DH outside of your will. Seemingly, the reporting is they asked him to play first base. He had no interest in doing that. He was like, no, you said I was a DH. Why would I play first base? And then boom, he's out of there. I saw David Sampson, who used to be an executive in baseball, used to be an executive for the Miami Marlins, was saying basically this is one of those things where the organization makes this move almost as like a sign to the rest of the 25 that, look, man, if you are not here for the team and if you are here for yourself, you are not going to be here at all.
Yeah, no, I, and he's not wrong there. That's why I think it's fair to say long-term, maybe better, that kind of stuff. But on the short-term, you just can't sell. You can't sell that they're going to be any better. But I get that, and I'm going to be very interested to see how Devers, whatever you want to call it, attitude, approach is in San Francisco.
Yeah, I saw something, and I saw for Foul Territory, who is, or was it, no, sorry, Talking Baseball, I think was what it was, and they are, you know, they typically pretty good about, you know, these things, but it's an aggregator, and you can always,
unverified.
You always got to be real careful with aggregators as opposed to, like, you know, maybe actual journalists that are, you know, that you can trust their sourcing, what have you. However, it did seem like somebody was pointing to the idea that Devers indicated that he would be interested or open to playing first or third base in San Francisco, which would kind of lean to the idea that he was
just not happy.
Yeah. Like, would you agree with it? Because it feels like he has a gripe there. Although the notion of, hey man, you're not being a team player seems to land. This is Jaron Duren, who is a very good outfielder for the Red Sox. This was him talking about him finding out about the Rafael Devers trade.
That he trusts everybody that we got right now. I mean, I trust everybody we have now, and we can't let one little thing deter what we got going so far.
It seems like more than one little thing. Seems like it's one thing for sure, but it seems kind of like a big thing, to be honest.
Right? Who's making it a big thing, though?
I mean, losing a great hitter, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a great player, but at the end of the day, it's how many guys? 26, right? And it's just one guy. So we got 25 other guys that were pulling on the same line to win those series, not just one. So I think we got to think about it like that as a team.
Yeah, so he was started with, you know, what Cora's message was, but man, shout out to whoever the journalist who was like, "Hey man, this is a big deal, man. What you mean?
Little thing?" But it does speak to, like, maybe there's even in the clubhouse.
He's good, but he's not above the rest of us. You know what I mean? We got some dogs over here.
I wonder what the clubhouse was feeling there. Like, like it's a, like, hey man, glad we got him up out of here or something, or it was uncomfortable or whatever. Or was it like,
yeah,
damn, y'all just traded away our best hitter?
It's probably both.
I'm sure there's some of that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.